Marcel Mfochi.
Hello, Shetabile. Midweek greetings and thanks for joining us on Morning Sports. In our top stories, the capital of France, Paris, is already vibrating to the rhythm of the 33rd Summer Olympics as more than 10,000 athletes from around the world settle in for the global sports bonanza. The fifth edition of the Set Cup has gone underway in Yaoundé and features six gendarmerie regions competing in six sporting disciplines. And out of the country, UEFA has opened disciplinary proceedings against Spain captain Alvaro Morata and teammate Rodri following derogatory chants they made against Gibraltar during their Euro 2024 victory parade. For the third time in history, the ancient city of Paris will in exactly 2 days light the starting torch of the Olympic and Paralympic Games. 2 days to the start of the event, CRTV's special envoy to Paris, Ashun Yenti, sizes up the mood in Paris and the traction of the competition.
Paris. The city appears ready, disguised too, though with impromptu and intermittent drizzles every now and then. The people in this city display their eternal joie de vivre. The major gateway into Paris, the Roissy Charles de Gaulle Airport, is a beehive of activity, with international arrivals from all conceivable destinations. No one wants to miss the Parisian Games. Of course, not the participating athletes. The stature of the Cameroonian media delegation tells of the seriousness with which these games are taken within the state apparatus. Traffic goes slow has become a nightmare for motorists. Distances that should normally be covered in 30 minutes from the airport now easily consume 1 hour plus. Mega events like the Olympic Games are soft targets for evil geniuses intending to make a bold statement. Little wonder the massive security deployment appears sufficient to meet any existential threat, at least so on paper. Nothing is left to chance. France has sought a helping hand with policemen from other countries such as Qatar to help their French counterparts keep security during the Games. Signs of the 2024 Olympics and Paralympics fever are visible all around the Paris metropolis. Paris 2024 memorabilia are conspicuous at every street corner and every joint. Ironically, roadside cafes, usually full on normal days, are now desperately looking for customers. The owners say they have lost about 70% of their clientele, as many regular Parisian residents have left the city to the countryside, escaping the hassle of the Olympic Games. But these cafe owners are nevertheless optimistic that with the inflow of about 26 million tourists who have checked into hotels, their tales will smile again. Paris city dwellers are impatient to satisfy their curiosity about the Games, whose opening ceremony for the first time in history will not take place inside a stadium, but at the heart of the city center in Paris. Ashu Nyenti on national assignment, Paris, France.
Team Cameroon will be represented at the event by six athletes drawn from four sporting disciplines. Among them is judoka Richelle Anita Sopimbela, who will be competing in the plus 78 kilogram category. The president of the Cameroon Judo Federation, Master Alain Christian Kinge, is confident that Sopimbela will honorably defend Cameroon's colors at the Games. He spoke to our reporter Ben Collins in Nyoeberuo.
Sopimbela Richelle Anita worked very hard. She prepared very good for the competition. We are very, very confident. She worked with the national coach and she have a lot of partners to prepare the Olympic Games. We prepare our athletes to go and win, not only to participate, because Sopimbela this year took part in 5 judo competitions and she won 4 with gold medals. And she's very confident and we make all to prepare her for the Olympics, because it's not every time we go to Olympics. It's after 4 years. I think it's not easy for one athlete to go to 2 or 3 Olympic Games. And I think when you have your chance to be in Olympic Games, you have to give your all to get the medals. And Sopimbela Richelle Anita have preparation for that. I think we are ready.
Apart from Cameroon, other African countries like Egypt, South Africa, Nigeria and Kenya, which have some of the largest contingents at the Games, will be testing their mettle against the world's best. Sports journalist Dewa Fabrice believes that African teams have what it takes to gun for medals and secure top positions on the medal table. He was interviewed by Harrison Ashutiku.
besides the excitement coming in from fans, I think that it's going to be a very interesting games out there in Paris. The South Sudanese men's basketball team, for instance, which recently performed very well against the United States and defeated Great Britain, performed also well against Argentina, is going to be a point of attraction not only for Africa but across the globe. So I think a lot of people are going to see what they'll be doing in the games, and maybe they may cause an upset and stop the United States from retaining the gold medal they won in Tokyo. Besides that too, we're looking forward to seeing Africa causing an upset in women's football. Nigeria performed well during the Women's World Cup, so we look forward to seeing them performing much more better than what they did at that event. Africa may cause an upset in the men's 100 meters and the 200 meters. It's true that it's going to be tough when they will be facing the likes of Noah Lyles from the United States, but the guy from Kenya, Ferdinand Omanyala, I think recently ran 9.79. That's a good enough record for him to beat Noah Lyles if he's able to run that same record in Paris. If you want to see an African country get into the top three of the final classification table, South Africa, Nigeria, Kenya, and of course Egypt have what it takes to really do that for the continent. It's going to be tough, but we are looking forward to seeing them performing much more better than they have been doing over the years.
Away from the Olympics, the fifth edition of the Set Cup has kicked off in Yaoundé, featuring the six gendarmerie regions who, for the next 3 months, will be competing in six sporting disciplines. The Inspector General No. 1 of the National Gendarmerie, Colonel Jachu Hilaire, speaking on behalf of the Secretary of State to the Minister of Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie, Galaxy Touga, called on the participants from the six gendarmerie regions to maintain discipline throughout the event, which will run until October 31st. Among the personalities present at the Presidential Guard Complex during the opening ceremony was roving ambassador Albert Roger Miller. Harrison Ashutiku reports.
The Department of Personnel of the National Gendarmerie made light work of their colleagues of the Central Coordination Department in the opening match of the fifth edition of the Set Cup. The match, which ended 5-1, was watched with delight by a huge crowd of gendarmerie officers as well as football diehards who were present at the Presidential Guard Sports Complex in the Obili neighborhood in Yaoundé. Lopte and Jantu, players of the personnel, say they are determined to be undefeated in the tournament.
I was playing the center midfield. We are not only aimed at maintaining peace and security, we call it perform sports. The objective is to dethrone the defending champion.
The first half was just 1-0, which I was not happy with that. So went into the second half, the game we prepared for. I just knew we were going to win, but I was not expecting we should concede a goal. Our ambition for this side competition is to lift up the trophy. For the past years, we have reached semi-finals and coming up, but I believe this year the trophy is ours.
Before giving the kickoff of the cup, the Inspector General No. 1 of the National Gendarmerie, Colonel Jantu Hilaire, on behalf of the Secretary of State to the Minister of Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie, prescribe fair play and discipline for the soldiers. Football, handball, volleyball, military, parade, basketball, shooting are the disciplines that all the six gendarmerie regions will be competing in the Set Cup, which will end on the 31st of October.
Thank you, Harrison. And out of the country, UEFA has opened disciplinary proceedings against Spain captain Alvaro Morata and teammate Rodri following derogatory chants they made against Gibraltar during the Euro 2024 victory parade. The two Spanish players are facing four charges from the Union of European Football Associations that could result in a ban. Details with journalism student on internship, Pewe Joe.
The chanting took place in front of tens of thousands of Spain fans in Celebes Square, Madrid on July 15 as players celebrated their 2-1 Euro 2024 final success against England. Rodri was heard on stage chanting, "Gibraltar is Spanish," and AC Milan striker Morata later encouraged the crowd to join with the same chant. The Gibraltar Football Association complained about Spain's behavior, citing that the celebration was extremely provocative and insulting. Morata and Rodri have been charged with four counts, notably general principles of conduct, violating the basic rules of decent conduct, using sporting events for manifestations of non-sporting nature, and bringing the sports of football and UEFA in particular into disrepute. UEFA's control, ethics and disciplinary body will make a decision on the issue in the days ahead. However, there is nothing in the disciplinary regulations that specifies what the punishment could be. Gibraltar is an enclave at Spain's southern tip that has been under British rule since the 18th century, and Spain has long called for its return.
Pewejo putting a cap on this edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News presented by Marcel Mfochie.